Hey,
Did you miss the Navigate Twitter as a Scientist training on March 22nd, 2023? No worries. We recorded it for you, and you can still access the recording. Just follow the link in the episode show notes to get your hands on the recording. Only for 36 euros, so you are basically saving a lot of money. 1 hour, you get all the tips and tricks of using Twitter as a scientist. Go ahead, follow the link in the show notes. You're welcome.
As my job as an editor on the journal is, first of all, to identify topics that are interesting, that are emerging, and the people who are doing the most exciting research on those topics. And then I contact them for them to write a review, typically for the journal. Or sometimes it is scientists who come with us with ideas for reviews they would like to write. And then what I do, I help them shape the idea and decide what structure the article should have, how much content can go into a single review, and just help them make plans for what can go in the figures and how much literature they can cover. And then I try to make sure they keep on track with their writing. So having, you know, regular updates about how is it going and how many months do they still need to write. And once the article is ready, I take care of the peer review process. So I try to find free experts who can give comments, both technical and about the accessibility of the article. And once the article is in tip-top shape and all the content is as good as it should be, I edit the text and figures for clarity to make sure it is concise and accessible and well-structured. So it's a really interesting job that goes from the inception of the idea all the way to polishing of the sentences until both me and the authors are happy that the article is ready to be read.
Okay, that sounds quite interesting. So just out of curiosity, what is a typical time from the ideation to finally the article coming out? Like, is it like 1 year, 2 years, 6 months, or like average time? Of course, it's different for every article, I'm assuming, but just on average.
Fastest ones, it would be around 6 months. I'd say average, maybe 1 year.
Average is 1 year. Okay.
The journal I work on, Nature Reviews Materials, is a journal that specializes in publishing reviews or perspectives or comments about material science. So we don't publish what we call primary articles, that are articles with new results, but it's articles that look at what has been done in the past few years, what's interesting, what are the trends.
Save the date. The sixth edition of the 2023 Nanoscientific Forum Europe, the platform for nanoscience and SPM research, will take place on the 13th to 15th of September 2023 at the Institute of Photonic Sciences, IFCO, in Barcelona, Spain. After 3 years online, this edition will be held in person and on site. The 2023 Hashtag NSFE will be hosted by Professor Dr. F. Pelayo Gracia de Arcor, who is the head of the research group CO2 mitigation accelerated by photons. Link is in the description. Do check it out and see you in Barcelona in September. We hope you enjoyed this snippet. Check out the full episode by following the link in the show notes. A lot of work goes into creating every episode of Under the Microscope. We meticulously look for the best materials and nanoscientists from around the world to feature on Under the Microscope. So do leave us a review and share your favorite episodes with your favorite people. Thank you very much.